这个是什么
？What is this?
Bench 是什么 ？A dime. 一个一毛钱值多少钱呢
？How much is a dime? Yeah.
这是十分钱呢
？It's ten cents.
那么一毛钱跟十分钱有没有分别
？But what's the difference? Is there any difference between a dime and ten cents?
有没有啊 ？Ben， 你说。啊哈，对啊，就是剪纸啊。
Yeah, just like that.
这个分别就是一毛钱，虽然它是值十分钱，但是你不能把它分开。
The difference is that even though it's worth the same, you can't divide the dime.
律法也是同一个道理。
The law is the same.
虽然旧约律法有六百一十一条。
Even though there's 611 commandments.
但是这六百二一十一条的律法是不能分开的。
You cannot divide the 611 commandments.
我们说它是一个单元。
We say this is one unit.
这个就是为什么呢？雅各书在二章十节里面这样子说。
This is why it says in James 2:10.
因为凡遵守全律法的，只在一条上跌倒，他就犯了全众条。
But whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles at just one point is guilty of breaking all of it.
今天我们要讲第十诫。
Today we're talking about the tenth commandment.
基本上他就讲到了不可贪恋别人的东西。
Basically, it says do not covet other people's things.
在今天的社会里面呢，我们不觉得贪心是一回什么事情。
In this society, we don't think greedy is a problem.
其实呢，其实人很多人告诉你，我们社会能够进步，就是因为人的贪心。
In fact, many teach that the advancement of our society is because of greediness.
美国不是一个农业的社会。
We're not a farming society in America.
我们也不是一个工业的社会。
We're not an industrial society.
我们的经济是怎么推动的
？How does our finances move?
就是我们消费
，because we spend。
所以呢，有很多人讲到，有一句话，他说，greed is good。
So many people say greed is good。
这个是从前一个电影叫《华尔街》里面一句名言呢。
This is one of the famous sayings from this movie called The Wall Street。
他说贪心是好的。
In it, it says greed is good。
我希望呢，弟兄姐妹，你记得。
I want you to remember.
律法是一个单元。
Yeah, the law is one unit.
它是不能分开的。
You can't divide up the law.
如果杀人是罪
，and murder is sin.
那么贪心也是罪
，then coveting is also sin.
如果拜偶像是使你不能进天国。
If you can't go into the kingdom of heaven because you worship idols,
那么你一点点的贪心也会令你下地狱。
Then a little bit of greediness will cause you to go to hell.
因为你犯了一条就是犯了众条。
Because if you break one commandment, it's breaking the whole law.
所以呢，弟兄姐妹，我们不能在圣经里面呢只选这些我们觉得合理的诫命来遵守。
So we can't go through the Bible and choose what we like to follow.
我们不可以忽略其他的诫命。
We can't ignore the other commandments.
所以呢，今天我们来看第十诫的时候。
So when we look at this tenth commandment,
我们要问一个问题。
We have one question we need to ask.
为什么贪心是一个严重的问题呢
？Why is this such a serious problem?
第十诫的，如果你看它跟第其他九诫的比较呢，就有一个很明显的一个分别。
If you compare the tenth commandment with the other nine commands, you see there's a difference.
开始的九诫都是跟我们的行为有关系的。
The first nine has to do with our actions.
杀人、奸淫、偷东西、拜偶像，都是你可以看得见的。
Murder, adultery, stealing, these are things that you could see.
但是贪心本身不是一个行动。
But covetousness is not an action.
它只是
see, yeah.
它只是一个欲念。
It's something you think about.
所以呢，第十诫是针对人的内心，不是针对人的行为。
So the tenth commandment is speaking to a man's heart, not man's actions.
在圣经里面呢，他告诉我们呢，其实我们的心比起我们的行为更重要。
The Bible actually teaches that our heart is more important than our actions.
箴言的第四章二十三节，他说：“你要保守你的心，胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效由心发出。”
Proverbs 4:23 says this: Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it.
换句话说，你是一个怎么样的一个人
？In other words, what kind of person are you?
就看你是有一个怎么样的一个心。
It depends on what kind of heart you have.
这个也是为什么在提摩太前书六章第十节讲到。
This is also why 1 Timothy 6:10 says this.
他说贪财是万恶之根。
For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil.
他不是说呢贪财是最邪恶的罪。
He's not saying the love of money is the worst of sins.
他只是告诉你贪财是其他罪的根源。
He's saying the love of money is where other sins come out of.
其实你想一想贪心这个问题。
So if you think about greediness, the problem of greediness.
如果你贪人别人的妻子。
If you covet someone else's spouse.
那么你就会犯奸淫。
Then you commit adultery.
如果你贪人别人的财产
If you covet other people's property
你就会有可能去偷啊
You have this propensity or desire to steal
你有可能去把他杀死
Or you may murder
很多人拜偶像的原因是什么
Why do people worship idols?
就是他贪心这些偶像所给他的好处
Because they desire what the idol may give them
为什么贪心是一个严重的罪
So why is greediness such a big sin?
因为贪心是一个内心的一个罪
Because this is a sin of the heart
这个是我们内心的一个问题
This is a heart problem
如果你的内心腐化了那么你的行为也会腐化
If your heart strays, your actions will stray
所以我们不可以骗自己
So we can't deceive ourselves
就是你说我只是想一想而已
That you can't deceive yourself and say, oh, I'm just thinking about something
我只是想要他的车子
I only want their car
他的房子
Their house
他的妻子
Their spouse
我不是真的把他抢过来啊
I won't really take it
但是你要小心保护你的心
But we need to be careful to protect your hearts
因为你的心会影响你的行为
Because your heart influences what you do
你一生的果效就是从心里面发出来
Your fruits of your actions arise from your heart
为什么贪心是个严重的问题啊
？Why is covetousness such a problem？
我们第二点会讲到了，就是它是不是一个欲念的问题，它是一个对象的问题。
Greediness is not a desire problem, but an object problem.
其实很多宗教都了解了，罪的问题是一个内心的一个问题。
We know that other religions teach that the greediness is a heart problem.
那好像我们中国人熟悉的佛教
For example, the Chinese often follow Buddhism
佛教是怎么看人生的
How does Buddhism see your life?
就是觉得人生是苦的
Life is bitter
或者你说 painful
Painful
OK 那么佛教怎么去解决人生苦的这个问题
So what's the solution for this painful life?
所以他说我们这么苦是因为我们人有欲念
It's because we have desires
所以如果一个人呢、没有欲念的时候我们人生就不会苦了
So if we have no desires then we don't have this unpleasantness
所以佛教是强调什么就是断绝你的七情六欲
So what does Buddhism teach? It teaches that you disconnect from your desires You don't desire things
他说如果你这样去做那么你就不会苦
So if you do these things you won't have this unpleasantness
那只有圣经里面的神呢是真神
But we know that only the God of the Bible is real
只有他是创造我们的
He is the one that created us
圣经也有谈论到好像佛教的这样子的宗教
The Bible does talk about something similar to what Buddhism teaches
在哥罗西书二章二十三节
Or teaches against, yep. Look at Colossians 2:23.
圣经说解些亏条使人徒有自卫之名用肆意敬拜自表 谦卑苦待己身，只是在克制弱体的情欲上是毫无功效。
Such regulations indeed have an appearance of wisdom with their self-imposed worship, their false humility, and their harsh treatment of the body, but they lack any value in restraining sensual indulgence.
简单来说，好像佛教的剪纸的教导，其实不能改变人的行为。
So what this verse is teaching us is the change that Buddhism requires really can't change man.
那如果你看十诫的时候呢，你看到圣经对贪心这个问题的解释。
So when you look at Ten Commandments, you see how the Bible explains this problem of covetousness.
圣经讲到贪心的时候，其实他说重要的地方不是在这个欲念的问题。
So when Bible talks about covetousness, the big problem is not the problem of desire.
它是这个对象的问题。
It's the object of the desire that is a problem.
贪人这个字呢，在希伯来文呢，就是欲望或者喜悦的意思。
In the Hebrew, the word covetousness really has to do with being pleasing or wanting.
在圣经里面第一次贪这个字出现呢，是在创世记二章九节。
The first time this word in Hebrew covetousness is used is in Genesis 2:9.
这边说耶和华神使各样的树从地里长出来，可以悦人的眼目。
The Lord God made all kinds of trees grow out of the ground, trees that were pleasing to the eye and good for food.
这个悦这个字就是同贪心这个字是同一个字。
This word that we translate as pleasing is the same word as coveting.
所以呢，我们知道哦，创世记二章九节是发生在人犯罪之前的。
We know that Genesis 2:9 talks is an event that happens before the fall.
所以你可以说，当你去渴望一个事情的时候，这个感情不是一个罪。
So you can say when you're pleasing something pleases you, something you desire, that's not a sin.
所以圣经没有说你要压抑这个感情呢。
So the Bible doesn't say you should suppress these desires.
你渴望一个事情，你喜悦一个事情，这个本身不是罪。
To enjoy something, to be pleased with something, that is in itself is not a sin.
其实在圣经里面好像提摩太前书六章十七节的时候，他怎么去形容我们的神呢？
So how does the Bible describe God in 1 Timothy 6:17? We see this.
他说拿厚赐白物给我们享受的神。
God who richly provides us with everything for enjoyment. This is the God that the Bible describes.
所以你喜悦一个事情，你享受一个事情本身其实不是一个罪。
So to enjoy something, to be pleased with something, that is not the sin.
所以呢，你可以说，如果这个你这个客户不是一个问题的时候，那么什么是一个问题
？So this desire is not the
problem.
This is the problem. What is the problem of coveting?
这个问题就是你客户的东西，这个对象是什么
？So then the problem is the object in which you desire.
十诫所禁止的就是你不可以贪人别人的东西。
So the Ten Commandments says you cannot desire what object the things that other people have.
这个包括人家的妻子、房子、财产。
So this includes wife, property, and everything. Yeah.
所以呢，圣经是告诉我们，欲念本身不是一个问题，是你所追求的。对象是什么才是一个真正的问题。
So the problem itself is not what you desire, but the object of your desire is what the Bible addresses as our problem.
所以你遵守第十诫的应该所注意的地方，就是不是把你这个不是好像佛教的剪纸断绝你的七情六欲。
So in order to obey the importance of the 10th commandment, you're not trying to be like the Buddhists and be ascetic. You're not trying to put off the pleasures.
那么我们怎么去遵守第十诫呢？
So how do we obey the 10th commandment?
这个就是圣经里面呢告诉我们你要自主。
This is to be content.
希伯来书十三章五到六节说：“你们全心不可贪爱钱财，要以自己所有的为主，因为主曾说：我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。”
So Hebrews 13:5 says, "Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, 'Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you.'"
你知道贪心的相反呢？不是无欲无求。
So the opposite of greediness is not to
without emotion or without desire.
Okay, it's not without emotion or without desire.
贪心的相反是自足。
The opposite of coveting is to be satisfied, to be content.
自足的意思就是满足了。嗯，另外一个意思呢，就是你觉得足够。
It's to feel you're full, you're fulfilled.
嗯。一个人怎么一个知足的人呢？他是明白什么是属于自己，什么是属于别人的。
A content person recognizes what he has and what others have.
他看见别人的房子比他大，他看见人家的车子比他名贵，他不会妒忌人。
When he sees the other people's larger house or more beautiful spots, he doesn't desire those other things.
因为他知道了这个不是神给他的东西。
Because he recognizes those aren't the things that God has given him.
他知道了神是按他的旨意去分配这些东西给不同的人的。
God in his sovereignty gives different things to different people.
那么他
he recognizes that.
他相信说他所得到的就是神觉得对他来说是最好的。
And he believes and trusts God that what God has given him is the best.
一个知足的人也是一个信靠神的一个人。
A content person is one that trusts God.
因为他相信神永不撇下他，也不丢弃他。
Because he trusts that God will not leave him lacking.
那就是说，我们的天父不会忽略他的儿女的需要。
Because our Heavenly Father will not neglect the needs of His children.
一个知足的人不是说他没有需要。
A content person does not mean this person has no needs.
不是说他没有缺乏。
It's not that he never lacks anything.
保罗在腓立比书四章十一到十三节里面，他说
，Paul gives us this in Philippians 4:11-13.
我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。我知道怎么去备战，也知道怎么去丰富，化饱足，化饥饿，化有余，化缺乏，垂是垂在，我都得了秘诀。我靠那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know.What it is to be in need, I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all this through Him who gives me strength.
当一个知足的人，他有需要的时候，他会怎么做
？So what does a content person do in times of need?
他不会埋怨
He doesn't complain.
反而他会一无挂虑。
But he,
just without anxious for nothing.
He won't be anxious for. He won't worry. Be anxious for nothing.
这个就是腓立比书四章六到七节保罗所说的
，which is described in Philippians 4:6-7 by the Apostle Paul.
只要凡事执着祷告，祈求感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。神所赐人出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
当我预备这个讲道的时候呢，我也面对一个贪心的一个考验。
When I was When I was preparing this sermon, I met with a issue of greediness.
那我们家里面呢，用钱有三个原则。
There's three principles on how to use money in our home.
第一就是呢，如果这个就是根据这个财政的预算。
First is according to your budget.
如果已经在预算里面呢，你可以怎么用你的钱都可以。
If it's within the budget, then you can spend as need.
你不用申请。
You don't need to ask for permission.
第二就是根据你的零钱。
Second is according to your pocket money.
如果只算是你的零钱呢，你也可以用。不用给理由，不用申请。
You don't need reasons to use your allowances or pocket money.
但是我一天才有一块钱，很快就用完了。
But with a dollar of allowance per day, it goes quickly.
第三还有一条。
The third condition.
如果这个东西是小个五十块钱的时候呢，你也可以自己去买，不用申请。
You can still buy something under $50 without getting special permission.
那星期三几天前呢
？So on Wednesday,
收到一个广告。
I saw this ad.
就是呢，这个鱼缸里面的石头大减价。
It's a sale for aquarium rocks.
一块钱一磅。
A dollar per pound.
但是这个减价只到星期三的凌晨。
But this promotion ends midnight.
那么。我第一个反应呢，感谢神呢。
So the first response is to thank God.
因为呢，我要买我的石头只花三十块就可以了。
Because for $30, I can get all the rocks I want.
那就是说不用申请也可以买。
So I don't need to get special permission to get it.
但是我买之前还要问一问我的这个教我怎么养鱼的这个。我的师父问他这个石头适不适合。
But before I buy the rocks, I had to go to my friend who taught me all I know about aquarium to see this fits our aquarium.
那么就寄他一个 email， 问他这些石头适不适合呢
？So I sent an email asking him these rocks will work for the aquarium.
那么我就准备去买了。
So I prepared to go buy them.
但是呢，我突然间问我自己一个问题。
But then I decided to ask myself a question.
为什么你每一次买东西都是问你太太，但是你没有问神呢
？How come every time you buy something, you ask your wife but not God?
你怎么可以肯定这些东西是神要你有的呢
？How do you know this is what God wants you to have?
那如果这个不是神为我所安排的，但是我贪恋这些事情，那么你就是贪心了，是不是
？If this is not what God desires for me, but something I desire for myself, isn't that greediness?
那么呢，我就在想，我希望遵守第十诫。
So I thought to myself, I want to obey the tenth commandment.
我就问我自己，你怎么可以知道神的旨意啊
？So I asked myself, how do you know God's plan?
我就想起了，有一个很著名的宣教士叫戴德森。
So I thought of a famous missionary, Hudson Taylor.
他从来不把他自己的需要告诉人的。
He never told his own needs to other people.
他只把他的需要告诉神。
He only taught God his needs.
但我想到这里呢，我心里面就为难。
So I felt, sad. I get.
就是difficult.
Difficult.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
After thinking about this.
Okay. 我不告诉我太太，她怎么知道我需要这些石头呢
？So if I don't tell my wife, how will she know I need these rocks?
她不会突然间问我，你是不是要买石头啊？真的。
She's not going all of a sudden come up to me and say, "Do you want to buy some rocks?"
但是神提醒我，你要学第十诫，那么你就要明白神的旨意嘛。
So God says you need to learn the tenth commandment, so you wait.
神告诉我们，他永不撇下我们的嘛。
So God says He'll provide for our needs.
所以我就跟自己讲，好，我就不告诉我太太，看神怎么安排。
So I told myself I won't tell my wife and see what God does.
那过了两个小时啊。
The 2 hours later.
我就请我太太叫我唱今天的回应诗歌。
So I talked to my wife about singing today's response song.
那么他就说好了，那么拿这个 iPad 出来找 Fanny 寄给我们的 email。
So she looked for an email from Fanny about the song.
他打开的时候呢，就收到我朋友回我的 email。
So as she opened the iPad email, she saw the response from his friend about the rocks.
那么呢，他就知道我要买石头了。
So now she knows that I want to buy rocks.
那么我第一个反应就 感谢神，哇，神，你真是厉害哦。
So my first response is, God, you're really great.
你用这样子的方法让他知道我的需要。
You use this method to show her my needs.
你知道结果是怎么样？
But you know what happened?
你猜结果是怎么样？他说又有买东西，没有。
She said, you want to buy more? No.
那其实我可以告诉他，这个是小过五十块的，我不用申请呢。
So I could have said, this is less than $50. I don't need to apply.
但是我没有这样子做。
But I didn't say that.
因为我相信这个不是神，觉得我现在所需要的。
Because I understand this is not what God thinks I need at this point.
所以我就情愿不要。
So I decide not to.
我满足神给我的安排。
I'm content with what God has given me.
最后一点是贪心不是一个小的问题。
The next thing is that greediness is not a small problem.
因为它是一个敬拜的问题。
Because it's a problem of worship.
我们只贪这些有价值的东西。
We only desire what is worthy.
如果这个东西你觉得没有价值的时候，我送给你，你都不要。
If something you think has no value, even if I give it to you, you don't want it.
就好像我给你我的手机，有没有人要？没有人要。
Like if I give you my phone, would anyone want it? No.
其实，价值这个字 ，worth 这个英文字，就是我们敬拜worship 这个字的字根。
So in English, the root word of worship is worth.
我们敬拜的东西就是我们觉得有价值的东西。
The thing that we worship is what we value, what is worth something.
我们有的时候呢，用有一个字叫 end value, 就是有一个终极价值的东西。
When we use this term end value, we're talking about thing that has value in itself.
这个字是什么意思呢？ end value, 就是终极价值。
So this is the end value.
其实我们人生呢，就是一连串的教义。
So,
our life is
a exchange. Okay, a series of exchanges.
好像呢，我们用时间去换知识。
We use time to exchange for
knowledge. 我们用知识去换我们的职业。
We use knowledge to exchange for our industry work.
Yeah, our job, okay.
Yeah.
用我们的职业去换金钱。
We use our job to exchange for money.
那么你用金钱，你可以换不同的东西。
And then from money, you can exchange for various things.
有人用金钱来换享受。
Some people use money for comfort.
有人用金钱来换家庭。
Some use money exchange for family.
有人反过来用他的家庭来换更多的钱。
Other people reverse it and exchange the family for more money.
但是无论如何，你换在这个交换里面，在这个交易里面，你换到最后，你说我不愿意换下去了，这个就是我要留下来的东西。
So at the end of this series of exchanges, whatever at the very end you're unwilling to exchange for anything else, that is your end value.
对，这个就是你终极的价值了。这个也是你所贪的东西。
This is what you desire.
我们其实呢，你会用你的生命去换取这个终极的东西，终极价值。
You will ultimately exchange your life for what is most valuable, for this end value.
对有些人来，他的终极的价值可能就是他的健康。
For some, this end value is their health.
有些人是钱。
For some is money.
有些人是享受。
For some is enjoyment.
当你有这个了解的时候，你就明白耶稣为什么讲过一句话。
When you understand this, you understand what Jesus says.
他说一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱这哪个，就是重这个轻哪个。你们不能侍奉神又侍奉马门。
No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money.
贪心其实是一个敬拜的问题。
Greediness is a problem of worship.
因为你所贪的东西
Because the object in which you covet
会驱使你把你的人生投放在这个方向里面，为了得到这个东西。
It throws your life so that your life is headed in such a way that you pursue this object.
所以我们每一个人都要回答一个问题。
So there's a question we must all answer.
你最好肯定你所贪的东西是真的有价值的东西。
Does the thing you really truly covet have any value?
真的能够满足你的
Can it really satisfy you?
不是只给你眼前的满足
Not just to be satisfied with something in front of you
是给你一个永久的一个满足
Eternal satisfaction
不但只给你今生的一个满足
Not just satisfaction in life
In this life 也能给你永生的一个满足
But to give you satisfaction for eternity
我们人基本上只有两个选择
Basically we only have two choices
你第一你就是选这个被造物
First you can choose creation
第二你就是选择这个创造者
The other option is the creator
如果你选择是这个被造物
If you choose the created
那么你就要回答耶稣一条问题。
Then you have to answer Jesus' question.
这个耶稣在马太福音里面问：人若占得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢
？Jesus asked in Matthew 16:26, "What good will it be for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul, or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul?"
我知道我们中间有很多年轻人。明年就要上大学了。
We know there are many youth here who are going to college next year.
你要肯定你所追求、你所贪的东西是值得你所追求的。
You need to be sure that the thing that you chase, the thing that's most valuable, is worth the chase.
否则你可能最后会后悔一生。
Or you may regret it for your whole life.
第二个选择就是选择这个创造者。
So the second option is to choose the creator.
耶稣曾经应许我们
Jesus teaches us this
凡喝这水的还要再喝人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源直涌到永生
Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again But whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst Indeed the water I give them will become in themA spring of water welling up to eternal life.
两个月前，我们请邱医生来跟我们分享他的工作。
Two months ago, we asked Dr. Chu to share his work.
他本来呢是一个老人科的专业医生，在美国。
He was a geriatric doctor in America.
但是他放弃他在美国很舒服的生活，到第三。世界里面去行医
But he gave up this comfortable life in America to serve in the third world country.
不单只做一个医生，还在这边传福音。
He not only was a doctor, he's also a missionary.
那么
Evangelist, yeah.
那么星期天崇拜以后，我就请他来我们家里面聊天。
So after the worship service, I asked him to have a conversation with us.
那么他有两个儿子的嘛？
So at home, he has two kids.
所以他们四个人一起来到我们家。
So the four of them came to our house.
那么你要打发两个儿子，自己做自己事情，最好的方法是怎么样呢
？So what's the best way to have the kids go entertain themselves?
他们就拿两个 Kindle reader 给他的两个儿子。
So they give two Kindle readers to the kids.
你知道 Kindle reader 是这些黑白的。正方形的，给你的你都不要的这些。
So most of you don't want Kindle readers because they're black and white, they're kind of bulky.
那么他两个小孩就很满足的拿来在另外一边在看书。
But the two kids were very content taking the Kindle readers to go read their books.
我问我自己一个问题。
So I asked myself this question.
为什么这一家人他拥有这么小的东西，却是这么满足的？还有快乐。
How could this family with such small gifts be so content and be so happy with these things?
但是我拥有比他们多。
I have so much more than they do.
我有一个 iPad 2 哦。
I have an iPad 2.
我还有一个鱼缸在上面。
I have an aquarium.
但是我一天到晚 就是希望有更多。
But every day I wish for more.
我们都说我们是敬拜神的人。
We all say that we worship God.
但是神真是你的终极的价值吗？
But is God really your end value?
第十诫不可贪人。
This tenth commandment, do not covet others.
其实它是把我们带回到十诫的第一诫。
Really brings us back to the first commandment.
就是说除了我以外你不可有别的神。
You shall have no other gods before me.
因为你所贪心的就是你所敬拜的。
Because whatever you covet, that is what you worship.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父。
Dear Heavenly Father.
求你帮助我们。
We ask you to help us.
就是我们去反省什么东西是我们真正所渴慕的。
Help us find out what is most important to us.
希望这个东西就是你。
We pray that this most important thing is you.
因为只有你能够满足我们。
Because we know only you can satisfy us.
只有你不单只能够满足我们今天的生活，还可以满足直到我们直到永远。
You not only satisfy us in this life, in this moment, but also for eternity.
求神帮助我们去改变。
Help us to change.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Hear our prayer in Jesus' name. We pray.
Amen.
Amen.
最后，我们一同站立，接受神的祝福。Let's stand and have receive God's benediction.